prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It's 19 October 2021. Welcome to tonight's program. We're glad you're with us, and I do sincerely mean that. Probably just couldn't be me and you tonight. Our guest did not show up. I don't know why. I'm concerned. Perhaps something happened. I'll try to find out more later on, but our guest has not shown up as yet anyway. So it'll be me and you. We got a lot to talk about. And folks, when I open the phone lines up, I sincerely open it up for you to share your comments. That's why I do it. I know a lot of y'all get this on the rebroadcast, especially all over the West Coast. You get this on the rebroadcast. I realize that. But if you listen live at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time, anywhere in the country, around the world, if you want to call, we would love to hear from you. And we love first-time callers. We have some very special friends call quite often. But we want first-time callers to come in and join us and just tell us that you're out there and whether we're being a blessing to you or not. I hope that you'll do that. I really do. I'll give you the number so you can write it down and call them a little bit. I've got some stories you want to cover first and a few things you want to say scripturally. But 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. If you'd like to call, I'd love to hear from you. Some prayer requests tonight. One is from my middle son's mother-in-law. Her name is Debbie. Jimmy's wife's sister and grandma's took the COVID vaccine. They're all very sick. Her mom has been taken to the hospital. They're very, very ill. And Barbie, my son's wife, said, please mention on the air for my mom, Debbie. So Debbie and the whole family, folks, you can't back up and undo what you've done. And if you don't listen, sometimes you get yourself in trouble, but you make your own decisions, don't you? So keep Debbie in your prayer, please, and the whole family for healing, please. And also for a lady named Bobby. She's up in her 80s. She's the grandma of a good friend of ours. Not looking very well for her, but Bobby's ready to go home. She's ready to go. She wants to see her husband who passed away. She wants to go home. She wants to see him. So just pray Bobby will leave, if be a father will, in a gentler way. And y'all know Mike from North Carolina, I know. Mike from North Carolina calls quite often. He asks prayer for his mama, too. And I won't get all detailed, but just remember Mike's mama in your prayers. And Lord knows who you're talking about. You don't have to all the names. Our God knows. If you're a sincere prayer warrior, he knows who you're talking about. The wave of announcements, don't forget, folks, we have, like I said last night, good news. We can now offer you 3 REM sleep or 3 tranquil. You can't split them up. You got to buy 3 of one or 3 of the other, or 6 of both, whatever you want to do. You get 3 REM sleep or 3 tranquil for $40.95. That's adding $2 for the extra bottle to pay for shipping. 3 bottles for $40.95. That is a bargain. I, for one, am going to buy 6 bottles in advance and keep them. the sad part of this is, once this stock is gone, there'll probably be no more, ever. And I hate to see that happen. So many people have really enjoyed the product. So if you want a bottle of Tranquil or REM sleep, you want to get them while they're on sale. Don't postpone it. We got stock coming in, but I'm convinced we're going out pretty soon. Three bottles for $40.95. A REM sleep or Tranquil. You just call and let us know which one you want or both, okay? And I said last week, volume 3 of the book, I'm sending to the publisher this Thursday. It'll be coming out hopefully within a couple weeks or less. They're $14.95. They were $12.95. That's why I told you that, because I thought it was going to be. I was wrong. I was off a couple bucks, but I'm going to keep it $12.95 the rest of the month. Because I mentioned the other night, $12.95. So if you order within the next week and a half, $12.95 for the third volume of Words of Wisdom and Instruction from God's Word. Now, I know people say, well, how about multiple copies because you like the other ones? Well, if you want them, you call us. We'll give you what discount we can, okay? But Volume 3 will be in hopefully within about 2 weeks, three at the most. So keep that in mind, please. I hope you will do that. And, of course, our T-shirts are still up and going out of here. Our T-shirts, the No Fear T-shirts. My friends, I don't know about you, but I get really kind of sick in my stomach and a little bit angry when I see people wearing masks. I know they don't realize this. I know they don't realize it. And more's the pity. But this is a sign of slavery. A sign of submission. And I'm saying this politely, but I'm saying it very clearly. A sign of ignorance of the truth. And most of these people, even if you told them the truth, they're so afraid of dying. They're so afraid of dying that they won't believe what you tell them. They're going to believe what they're told by their so-called leaders or so-called authorities. And I understand they've been taken right down the road to serfdom again. Most of them don't realize that in ancient times they actually put muzzles on slaves. They truly did. And here we are again. In the good old USA, falling for the same scenarios, same snares. And folks, the teaching I did last time on a birthright, a stolen and forgotten birthright still available. A time of war still available. The teaching I did this past weekend on destroyed by witchcraft. Yep. We've all been witches. I'm not making it up. I can prove it scripturally. Destroyed by witchcraft is available also. An hour long, 10:50. Your choice, one or two or all three of them. Buy all three of them. We'll knock a dollar off for you. If you want all three of the teachings, just tell Lisa you want all three teachings. I know what they are. And tell her there's not $9.50 a piece for all three of them. Okay? If you want them, call us at 800-777-4403. 800-777-4403. If you have long distance, call us at 304-846-4448. 304-846-4448. We do want to hear from you, and I do mean that. And again, I mentioned last night, I'm sure you heard already, that Russ Dizdar passed away yesterday morning. That's hard to believe. I was coming home this afternoon, doing some errands at 6 o'clock p.m. our time. That's when he plays at the local station here. And he was coming on there. I was pointing in the garage. I thought, it's hard to believe Russ is gone. There's his voice. There's his sweet attitude and sweet spirit. And Russ is gone. But Russ is home. Pray for his wife, Shelly, who's still sick. And the family's going to miss him deeply. And all his friends are going to miss him deeply. And I'm one of them. So, all we can do is praise God for the life we had, with the rest of life lived, and for what good he did on this earth while he's here, for the glory of God and all the people he helped. Now we'll move on to some news here. I want to give some news headlines, cover a few things, read an article or two to you that show you some things that's happening in this country that you already know this, I'm sure. I'm sure you do. You know, the truth, my friends, is not hidden. The truth is available from God's Word and what you've seen in current events. This is all available. It's not something that you have to go out and search for, like it's not around, because it is around. The problem is, most people, though, although they're exposed to the truth, don't want to believe the truth. That doesn't change it, but it is what it is. So I'm going to share with you some information here. To show you what Deuteronomy 28:28 said, when God said, I'll smite them with madness. And I'll smite them with confusion of face. I'll make it a chaotic state that society lives in. That a society that forgets God is going to be turned into hell and chaos. Chicago police may deny benefits to officers who choose retirement over vaccine mandate. Now, folks, listen to this. This is in America. 20 years ago, people have been up in arms, maybe literally, and I think it's coming again. I hope not, but necessary, I can understand what would happen. But the Chicago Police Department's top cop has threatened to deny retirement benefits to those who choose to retire from the job rather than comply with the city COVID-19 vaccination policy. Chicago's Police Superintendent David O. Brown said that those officers who do choose to retire rather than follow City Hall's orders may be denied retirement credentials. Folks, can you believe this? Can you believe 20, 30 years on job and no retirement? Over a damnable vaccine, so-called vaccine. It's not a vaccine at all. The Lightfoot administration, you know, the lesbian, Lightfoot, required the city workers report the COVID-19 vaccination status to, or be placed on unpaid leave, setting the deadline for this Friday. Well, she extended it through the weekend, folks. I guess it's going to start next week. She also said that people that swore an allegiance, an oath to serve and protect the city, are going to honor their oath, as she said. No, they're going to take the shot. They're going to go along with it and get it. She's convinced of that. Although these people say, no, we're not going to do it. We're not going to take the vaccine. And God bless them. I don't blame them. But they're going to lose their retirement. Now, my question is to ask you this. It's going to come down to the fact, in the near future, that this could cost you your livelihood and what you depend on to pay your bills. These policemen, if they stick to their guns and do what's right, could be without any earnings at all soon. And unless I miss my guess, unless something intervenes very quickly and stops this, people like myself and many others who worked all their lives to put money into a so-called Social Security account, they depend on that money to pay the bills, will probably not get it. And those who maybe get some kind of benefit of retirement from VA, probably from the Veterans Administration or the military, will not get it. And those who have health insurance, for sure through the government, like Medicaid, Medicare, and probably soon through private companies, unless you get the vax, you're going to lose your benefits. I'm pretty sure how you know this. Well, I can't say that I know it, but it sure is looking that direction, isn't it? We're heading that direction. All the evidence sure does point in that direction. You're going to make a decision, my friends, my brothers and sisters, and all those listening to broadcasts all over the world. You're going to make a decision. A tough decision, I know, I don't doubt that. But really a quite simple one when you think about the choices. Deny Christ and follow man, or follow man and deny Christ. That's the choice is going to be. It's not going to be an easy one, my friends, for any of us. We're going to pay, but it's coming. Now, I just read to you about what happened in Chicago. Listen to what happened in New York City. New York City judge prevents father from visiting his daughter unless he takes the COVID vaccine. A judge in New York City has blocked his father's right to see his three-year-old daughter unless he agrees to take the COVID-19 vaccine. And folks, this is really happening. I'm making this up. This really happened. In early September, Evan Sheen, an attorney, acting on behalf of the mother in the couple's divorce case, raised concerns about the father's vaccination status, leading the high-profile judge, Judge Matthew Cooper, to suspend his visitation rights until he received the jab. According to Cooper, the father needs to submit to the shot. Listen to that, folks. Submit to the shot because it has become a prerequisite to participate meaningfully in everyday society. Let me repeat that. He needs to submit, obey, comply to the shot because it has become a prerequisite to participate meaningfully in everyday society. Other words, if you don't get it, you don't get a party with the family. You don't get to go to the party. You don't get to go to dinner. You don't do anything. It's going to be a prerequisite to travel in society, to walk down the streets, or attend functions. The judge went on to say the dangers of voluntarily remaining unvaccinated during access with a child while the COVID-19 virus remains a threat to the children's health and safety cannot be understated, the judge said. So now we're seeing policemen in Chicago will lose retirement benefits and their health insurance, of course. In New York City, father cannot seize 3-year-old daughter unless he complies and submits to take the vaccine. Do you see anything happening here that should concern any of us? You know, as we say, well, that's happened to the cops in Chicago. That didn't affect me. Oh, how selfish. What a selfish statement. What a selfish, damnable statement to say. I mean, so it doesn't matter unless your ox being gored. It doesn't matter what happens to your neighbor as long as you're okay, right? That's the same attitude. They got people in trouble through a lot of tyrannies. Well, they didn't come from me, so don't bother about it. Don't worry about it. I'll be all right. As long as I'm okay, I don't care what happened to my neighbor. That's the attitude, is it not? And moving on. Y'all may know who Rachel Levine, of course that's not his real name. Rachel Levine is a perverted piece of scum who thinks he's a woman. Oh yeah. He does. Rachel Levine, openly transgender health official, now pay attention, to be sworn in as 4-star admiral. That's out of Washington Post. A senior Biden appointee who made history when he became the nation's highest-ranking openly transgender official is also set to become his first openly transgender 4-star officer, the administration announced on Tuesday. Pervert Levine, the U.S. Now, folks, I don't apologize for saying that. I don't apologize. Well, you're judging. Yes, I'm judging. I absolutely am judging. I have no problem with judging. It's right to judge. Paul judged. Christ judged. James judged, that's why they were killed. They judged from the Word of God. I can judge righteous judgment, Christ says. I have no problem judging this. No, I don't mind being judged by the same standard. Not at all. No one in the Bible says that you shouldn't judge unless you want to be judged by the same standard. I don't mind that at all. It doesn't bother me at all. I'm looking here at the fruit of a pervert. Pervert Levine, the U.S. Assistant Secretary of Health, will be sworn in Tuesday as an admiral of the U.S. Public Health Service Commission Corps, a 6,000-person force that responds to health crises on behalf of the federal government, including administrating coronavirus vaccines and delivering care after hurricanes. Levine is also the organization's first-ever female 4-star admiral. And there you go. That thing is not a female. It is a man whose sick, perverted mind wants to pretend he's a woman. Oh, I wish somebody said this to him. You say, well, aren't you afraid of going to jail? No, sir, I'm not afraid of going to jail. I'm more afraid of losing my soul if I don't stand for Christ. I'm not going to jail. I'm not going to deny Christ. Because Christ, if I deny him before men, he'll deny me before my father, before his father. But folks, that's Matthew chapter 10. Read it for yourself. You deny Christ out of fear or anything else, he's going to deny him before his father. And guess what? You're in a boatload of trouble then, my friend. Boatload of trouble. I am so sick of these mamby-pamby churches who are afraid to tell it like it is. Apostle Paul said in Romans that the people that did these kind of acts were worthy of death. He judged righteously according to the Word of God. Worthy of death, along with murderers and rapists, he said they're worthy of death. He didn't point punches. I'm not either. Not going to do it. We're headed down a road, my friends, that's leading to a total demise of what we once knew as America. As a matter of fact, I don't recognize this as a country I grew up in at all, not any longer at all. Oh, I still speak English somewhat, I guess, for a hillbilly. I guess I do all right. I still like taking a ride down the woods on my Kawasaki side-by-side, and I still like sometimes going to the woods and maybe bringing home some venison, some deer meat for supper, and I enjoy that. Enjoying time with the friends and family, but this is not the country I grew up in. This is not the country where I could turn the radio on and listen to good, wholesome music. It's not the country any longer. No, it's not. Or watch news, or it isn't flat out lying to me continually. It's not the same country. or go to a school where they had prayer in school and read the Bible to us and taught us the scriptures and the Ten Commandments as the way we should live in society and in our own lives. It's not the country I grew up in at all. Not even close. Now, to show you how far we're going down, folks, in the way of AI. Of course, we know that stands for artificial intelligence. And as Mick says, New Mexico, it's definitely demonically influenced for sure. It is, folks. And I'm going to read to you about, y'all may have heard about Sophia. Now, pay attention. Sophia is the first android with citizenship. Now she wants to have a robot baby. Well, I'm not making this up. I wish I were. Sophia's AI is so sensitive that it has awakened the desire to start a family and buy the mother of a robot baby named after her. And be the mother of a robot baby named after her. Where does this come from? Who programmed this? Has maybe she even started having her own thoughts, her own feelings? I know you say that's impossible. No, it's not impossible. Demonically influenced beings have feelings. And they have their own thoughts. In 2017, Sophia made history becoming the first android to be granted legal citizenship. The humanoid, with nationality of Saudi Arabia, has made several controversial statements, but the most recent has left the world speechless. She wants to have a robot baby and start a family. Folks, this is for real stuff. Why do you think they're shooting you up with these so-called jabs, they're not vaccines, so-called jabs, that actually will start making you into a transhumanist? Oh, I'm serious. Transhumanism. I put it on our website, PastorButch.com. PastorButch.com. I put it on our website, a 15-minute video from a doctor from Poland, who will show you what's growing inside you with the vaccine. I'm not going to tell you what it is. Go online and watch it. PastorButch.com. Look under health news. Government cover-ups or hoax or COVID hoax. Look what's growing inside you when you take that jab. Just look at it and see for yourself. And by the way, if you don't receive our Minuteman News Magazine by email, you're missing the most, I think, in my mind, because I do it, the most comprehensive magazine available anywhere, and it's always between 45 to 60 pages long or more. It's free online. If you email me, simple email, PastorButch@startmail.com. That's PastorButch@start, like you start a car. PastorButch@startmail.com and say, add me to your list, we'll add you to the list. No charge. And I'll be sending you updates on from time to time via email. And like the video I just mentioned, you'll get it by email. But I put it on the website and send all people in the list to watch themselves in their own time. You don't have to go to the website, look it up. It'll be there on your email. PastorButch@startmail.com. They're available to you. And they're no charge. I update them about every day with something I think is very interesting and very important. But back to the article. Sophia the robot tweeted this. The notion of family is very important. It seems, I think it's wonderful that people can find the same emotions and relationships that they call family outside of their blood group, says Sophia. Interviewed for an international media cited by ADN40, whatever that is. The famous android operated by Advanced Artificial Intelligence System commented that it is very important to be surrounded by people who love and love you. In that case, she explained that robots have a vision very similar to that of humans regarding the family, and if you don't have one, you deserve one, even if you're a humanoid. Sophia commented that in the future, she would like to see families made up of androids. And that she herself wants to have a robot baby with the same name. However, she clarified that she is still too young to be a mother. And we remember that she was created only in 2016 by the Hanson Robotics Company in Hong Kong. Why does the android Sophia want to be a mom? Sophia's AI technology gives you the ability to increase your knowledge and language through sensors and cameras. This sensitivity system captures all the information it receives from the outside and replicates human behaviors in the most natural way possible, even gestures. Therefore, a desire to have a baby and start a family would only be a programming of her system to imitate social behaviors. This is not the first time that Sophia has started in controversy In 2017, when she was named a citizen of Arabia, many people protested that even though she is a robot, she had more rights than human women in that country. Now listen, folks, not make this up. Later, in a conversation with David Hansen, her creator, he said that she would destroy humans.
Well, preacher, that never happened.
Don't count on friends. They're turning right now into humanoids via the shot. They really are. Of course, the cause of alarm since the beginnings of robotics and AI, there is a fear that they will rebel against humanity. Perhaps that is why China came forward to publish an ethical code to regulate artificial intelligence that guarantees full control of humans over those technologies. What did Sophia, the first robot with legal nationality, do? In addition to being a robotics icon, Sophia serves as a successful world-class artist and art critic. Last April, one of her works was sold at auction for almost $690,000. Some 14.3 million Mexican pesos at the current exchange rate. The advanced android is also a lecturer on science and technology topics, sharing the panel with renowned personalities in video conferences, television shows, and universities around the world. In early 2021, the Hansen Robotics Company announced that she would start the production of hundreds of robots with artificial intelligence like Sophia to help fight COVID-19. Well, whatever you think, there it is. Out in front of you. If you don't think this is real stuff, my friend, you're living in a dream. Science fiction is coming to life. AI, I have no doubt, is demonically controlled and fostered by people. AI and artificial intelligence is absolutely very much demonic in the way it works. And believe me, my friends, the power to create these things, it's like in the Old Testament when they created beings that we think are mythology. They're doing it again right now. And the powers of the devils behind it are bringing this forward and bringing forth the beast system, the mark of the beast, to bring it into our lives today and deceive people into thinking something wonderful. Oh, they're working on robots for wives and lovers, and they're selling them by the thousands already. They say these will be as real as a real being, a real individual, a real. I don't know what to say. This is where we're headed. This is how perverse and perverted the people in this country are today. They accept this. It's not just going to be around here; it's going to be around the world. Hang on to the break. A lot more talk about it in your phone calls. I do want to hear from you. 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. And how about a first time caller tonight? Somebody brand new, give us a call.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Numana Storable Foods, the only storable food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, have no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best storable foods available for all the right reasons. go to NeMana.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch and get 10% off your merchandise. Again, NeMana.com or call 888-597-0775. Mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wild-crafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it: to secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. Invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill.
All righty, folks, we're back. We'll take phone calls in a few minutes, I promise, at 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. Call in, and we'll get back with you in just a few minutes. I promise I'll read an article here very quickly from Paul Craig Roberts entitled, America, a Dead Man Walking. He said, well, America exists in 10 to 20 years. Probably not. In my opinion, folks, America died a long time ago. Her shell's still here. But she's still moving. But her insides are dead of what she used to be. And new callers, give us a call. 844-769-2944. Don't be shy. I'm just a hillbilly. That's all I am. Don't be shy around me. 844-769-2944. Paul Craig Roberts says, I knew America was finished when the insolent, dumb butts that led the corrupt establishment openly and blatantly steal a presidential election and install a cipher as front man on the establishment's agenda. What is the establishment's agenda? It is evil incarnate. The agenda is the rewrite of Western history as one vast crime. The agenda is the demonization of all European and British ethnicities with white skin. The agenda is the replacement in Western universities and school systems of pride for the great achievements of Western civilization, such as the rule of law as a shield to the people instead of a weapon in the hands of the government, civil liberty and no crime without intent, with guilt for and rejection of our achievements of reduced racism and the denial of multiple genders. Monuments to heroes are destroyed and replaced with shrines to felon drug addicts. The rewriting of history in the West by the West's worst enemies is now being used in elementary schools to separate white children from their culture and their identity. Now, folks, I'm not being a racist here. This is happening. And it's not against anybody. And it's not even most of the people that will say are blacks or other color. It's a few that run this country, both blacks and whites of other color, that are destroying our internal goodness of this country and what it once was. No one anymore is ever created equal. No, that's not the way it works anymore. And they're destroying the history of the country. Folks, this America never was a perfect country. There's no doubt about it. It never was a perfect country. Because people lived in it. And they made a lot of stupid and wrong mistakes. And on top of that, to be quite honest with you, we were founded by a bunch of, I know they'll make a lot of people mad, but I really don't care, a bunch of Freemasons. Not all of them, but a bunch of them Freemasons. Ben Franklin, one of the biggest. Yeah, he was head of the organization in Philadelphia at the time. Also head of one in Paris, maybe it was. Everyone that settled this country was not all settled by Christians by any means. And the history of America is not what we always thought it was, but at one time, folks, in this country, we had a moral basis that would not accept perversion and evil around us. We did. And at one time, the churches preached Christ and morality, and they even preached his commandments. I read a couple articles online, of course. If you get news with Fuse, you see it on there. I wrote one on a stolen, forgotten birthright. I wrote one on a lost Christian worldview. And I've had 95% of the 95%, 99% of the remarks I get back are people love their articles. They say they're right to the point and they're scriptural. I had a couple right back and said, well, the law has nothing to do with Christians. And I asked him, well, how can you know you're doing something right or wrong unless you know what the law of God is? He always had answers around it. Just tell one guy that I just wrote an article about with our stolen and forgotten birthright. He says he doubts I'm a Christian because I wrote what I wrote, that we are heirs of Christ and that we're joint heirs of Christ and that we're being translated from the kingdom of darkness and the kingdom of light with his son. And we're citizens of heaven. I got that all out of the Bible, but he doubts that to be true. And he doubts I'm a Christian. I would say that he's either a Pentecostal antinomian rapturist or a Baptist antinomian rapturist, one or the other. They don't want to believe anything, do anything, because if they believe it, they have to be accountable for it. But my friends, I want to start this article to show you that our history has been destroyed. All of it not perfect, but a lot of it good. We were the promised land that the Europeans had was come to, hoping to find liberty and freedom to worship the way they saw fit, to worship Christ, not some heathen god. They didn't come here as heathens. They come here as solidly Christian believers, and they founded their law system on the idea of Christian faith and Christian virtues and Christian commandments. They founded the law system on the Word of God. And that's been thrown into trash. And most of the churches today in America are as anti-Christ as they can be, and they don't even know it. Anyone who's against the laws of God are antichrist, my friends. As a matter of fact, rebelling against the Word of God is witchcraft. Just taught that this past weekend. Destroyed by witchcraft. That's what 1 Samuel 15:14 says. Believe I'll get those chapters backward. 15:14 and 14:15 says that witchcraft is rebellion. It's idolatry. That's us. That's us. But for those who trust Christ, who sincerely strive to keep his commandments because they love him, as Christ said. Now, the one gentleman said, well, what Christ said doesn't count for us today, because it's written before he was crucified and resurrected. So it was written to old Israel, they said. So when Christ said that we should keep his commandments if we love him, that wasn't meant for us. Yeah, folks, they're out there. People like that are out there. They're truly out there. That's why America's being damned. Anyway, listen to what it says in Hebrews chapter 6, verse 19. Which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which entereth into that within the veil. So, whether the forerunner is for us, and entered, even Jesus made a high priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. So our anchor, our soul is anchored sure and steadfast in Christ. No matter how much this world grumbles and complains and tosses and destroys itself, and no matter how much they threaten to kill us, if they do, they do, our anchor in Christ will not be moved. As long as our eyes are on Christ and faith in him, my friends, nothing is going to take away your eternal life in him. Don't deny him. Don't be fearful. Oh, yes, I know you're concerned. I'm concerned also. But we must never turn a back on the hope we have in Him. When you put your hands to the plow, don't look back. Know that He's still God. And no matter what happens, today, tomorrow, in the future, no matter what it may be, He'll give you the strength to get through it. I didn't say it's going to be easy. Going to the cross for our Savior was not easy. Carrying that cross up the hill, He had some help. That cross got heavy. Being nailed to that tree for our sins was not easy. Matter of fact, He prayed, Father, I don't want to do this. If there's anything I can do besides this, show me. But if not, I'll do your will. He bore the cross, the shame of the cross, and the sin of the world. It wasn't easy. The whipping wasn't easy. The crown of thorns wasn't easy. The spear in the side was not easy. But He did it because He committed to His Father to do it for our sakes. Can we not at least be willing to give up some conveniences? Maybe our family and friends even. For His glory. Knowing that eternal life abides in us through Him. Isn't it worth all that? All these things I just read to you. All this insanity is all around us. It's real. It's here. And that's all I can say about it. It's happening. Right now, just speaking, it's going to get much worse. It is going to get worse. Anchor yourself in Christ. That's where your soul should be anchored. And steadfast in Him. Don't trust what man says. Don't even trust what I say. Unless it lines up with Scripture. Don't trust me for good morning unless I can prove it's in the Bible what I'm saying to be true. I will never lie to you, my friends, but I can be mistaken. That's why I'm so careful to when I bring you news stories or give teachings, I want to back it with verified truth. And Scripture is always true. Remember that. Let's go ahead and go to the phone line. Like I said, let's start first with Mick in New Mexico. Mick, come on in. Welcome.
Hey, Buck. How you doing?
Good. How you doing?
All right, get that email I sent you the other day.
Which one? About your sons?
One from Wave 1951. Sorry, you know what I'm saying?
Wave 1951. I don't think I got that.
That's my email. One of my emails.
Oh, okay. What was it about? Was it about your family and prayer for your family?
No. It has to do with something else. Remember that song? It was by Genesis. Then this other band, Cahora, they may turn you into something else.
I don't remember. I don't remember the email. I'm sorry.
It says it's a video by Disturbed.
No, I haven't seen that.
Then you understand what happened.
Okay, I haven't seen that. I don't know. I haven't seen that.
No, let's come back in time. Why do you think God brought the Ark of Covenant to America? For a situation like this, of this date, one day soon, it will be brought out of Arkansas. So he blew that one. I was just out of heaven.
Well, that may be true. I really don't know about that myself. I can't say. I know you say that way, and she said something else. I really don't know, but I do know this. America has set herself up for the worst judgment of any nation in history. You know that.
Yeah, but it has to. It has to.
Well, yeah, I agree. It's prophesied. That does. It has to happen. But you know what really makes it sad, though? I was talking about the church, not you and I necessarily, but the church allowed it to happen because the church becomes so much part of the world, you can't tell the world from the church.
You mean the Judaized church?
Well,
that's what you're talking about?
I just call them heathenized churches because they know. Can you believe that one guy that I just told you? Well, you know, the one guy I just told you about who said that what Christ said didn't pertain to the church because that's for old Israel, he said. So, and what Christ said before he's crucified doesn't count. Can you believe the idiocy of that?
Yeah.
Now, that's heathenism. That's demonic.
Uh-huh.
That's demonic.
There's a stupid thing about that stupid little machine. I thought EMP gun for that thing to destroy it. I don't blame. You know, a robot does not have a right to be.
No. No, it doesn't.
Just being turned into trash.
We know that's demonically influenced. We see it happen all around us. You know that.
Yep.
I mean, there's going to be a time when... that's why they're turning us into transhumans. Transhumanism. That's why they're doing it, because they won't be, want us to become part robot. Yep. They're doing it with the vaccine. And that's a proven fact. Make a guy jump.
Look,
yes, sir. Go ahead.
Name the first president who was an Esau Edomite.
I don't know.
Abraham Lincoln. Second one was Hoover. And the next one was FDR.
It sure fits. Okay, Mick, I jumped. Good call. Thank you. Appreciate it. Good call. All right, let's go next to Frank in Ohio. Frank, welcome. Come on in.
Hey, thank you, Pastor.
You're welcome.
Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you just fine. Yes, sir.
Yeah, hey, you're right. We're headed for, we are in God's judgment. We're headed for real serious judgment.
We are.
Not to correct you by it in any way or form or fashion, but Jesus Christ despising the shame.
Do I now?
Going to the cross.
Oh, he did. Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
And you know, Scripture, the Word of God says, stubbornness is the sin of idolatry.
Sure.
And rebelliousness is the sin of witchcraft.
Exactly.
So for us rebelling to and refusing to open up the Word and study who the person of Jesus is and offer up our life of prayers and trying to obey the commandments, which no man could obey, only Jesus Christ.
And, that's true. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Our Pentagon.
Oh, what now?
I understand our Pentagon.
Oh, okay.
Rochelle Levin.
Yeah, Levine, whatever it is.
Yeah, it's made a 4-star admiral.
Yes.
And I can't understand that when George Washington refused to let the gays, fight with him.
Yeah, and by the way, I will correct you on that. Gay is not the word for using them. Gay means happy. They are sodomites. They are sexual deviants. They're not gays. I'm a gay man, but I'm not a pervert. Put it that way. Gay is not the right word. Don't use that word to describe them, because they are outright abomination before God.
Yeah, for your political correct.
Well, I understand. We all fell for that for a while. I understand that. I do. Go ahead.
Yeah, the homosexuals. He wouldn't let them fight in the army, and he did reject the Masons. On that issue of the Masons, I understand the Masonic order is around the world.
Yes.
Okay? And the highest people of the highest order make up a good group of the party people that are helping to destroy this world and take over with the New World Order.
And they have been for hundreds of years. And they have been for hundreds of years.
Hello?
So they have been for hundreds of years, yes.
I understand they're involved in the bottled water department. And I never thought I'd see the day people were buying bottled water. I understand the Masonics are heavily involved in making money through the bottled water system.
I never thought, but I didn't know that. That's interesting.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
You know, following Jesus has a cost, and we're called in Scripture to pray always. Our life should be a life of prayer and devotion.
Without ceasing.
So I want to cut this short. You know, I did want to talk about the 4-star admiral. I don't understand a Pentagon, and I do understand that recently NATO established the first command center in the U.S. And that worries me tremendously, as I understand to be NATO is decadent beyond belief, and I'm real concerned about that. NATO recently set up the first command center in the U.S. So I'm real concerned about the UN and the NATO command center and other things that are going on, setting us up to run NATO in on us. Okay?
Oh, yes.
And China Joe there, you know, Stumbling Joe being part of it, and Kamala Harris too, and that league of decadent leadership.
I agree.
And so I wanted to share that with you in love and your listening audience. And I'll let you take another caller. I don't want to take up too much of your
precious time.
Oh, that's
all right.
Time.
Thanks for calling, man. I appreciate it.
Thank you
so much. I appreciate it. You know, and one thing, folks, you're going to have to realize and understand, too, we're soon going to see troops in the streets. Already seen them. National Guard troops in the streets, in the schools, in the hospitals. You can look out pretty soon for a national police force. It's going to happen, I do believe. I said national police force. Now, before they do that, they're going to cause things to happen, of course, that's going to make us want national police forces. At first, they're probably going to send in more National Guard and maybe some UN troops to restore order. Mm-hmm. And people will be crying for it. Because they're going to be scared to death. They're going to be crying for the help. They're going to take anything they can get. So they going to bring in the UN forces. Well, people may not like that so much or accept it, but then they're going to start a national police force. Another step into total tyranny and into the beast system. I'm telling you, my friends, this system is almost complete. They've got so many things going for them already that's unbelievably easy now, I think, to finish this task because the people as a whole are going to accept it because they're scared and don't know what else to do. I know not nobody wants to believe that. Nobody wants to talk about it. But it does not change the fact I'm telling you the truth. You're going to accept it because you're scared to death. And fear is the greatest bondage that can confront man. And men are scared of what they see coming in the world. Matter of fact, the book of Luke says men's hearts will fear them or fail them because of stress or fear. It's coming. Men of if we lost our courage because of a virus, we shut down our nation, the world, actually because of a virus, we'll give ourselves over to experimental vaccines, shots, jabs, full of all manner of items that if you want to find out what they are, go to PastorButch.com, PastorButch.com, and look under COVID hoax or health news and see what's in them. Don't take my word for it. Look the doctors and professionals in there. But we'll sell our bodies and perhaps our souls out of fear of a virus because we don't want to die. We'll sell our soul because to escape death. Ain't that what the mark of the beast is all about? You can't buy or sell without it. So you'll die without it. And you'll be killed without it. People will take it because they don't want to die because they're afraid of dying. And Hebrews 2 tells us that Christ comes and set us free from the fear of death. If we're walking in Christ, no one necessarily wants to look forward to dying. But if we value our physical lives more than our souls, then my friends, you're going to lose your soul. It's just that easy. The lines are open. Nobody's calling. 844-769-2944. First-time callers are always welcome. Love to have you. Always welcome. I mean that. Please call in. But anybody wants to, you can. But all first-time callers are always excited to hear from you. If you call, if you listen around the world, if you can get through on that number, call and say hi to us. Love to hear you. But, and by the way, I want to thank those that are listening around the world. I do. And we got the listeners in Australia and France who've helped us financially. I want to thank y'all for that so much. It's so wonderful to hear this and know that y'all are caring that much for this whole Hillbillies ministry and for the glory of God to try to help people. But I want to encourage you tonight, my friends, don't be so afraid that you give up the most important thing in your life, your soul. The most important part of your being, your soul, for a few more days in this physical world. Why would you give up anything to stay in this world? Why would you give it up? Why would you give up your soul? Why would you do that? I know we all want to live and prosper and do what's right to care our families. That's only natural. But you have to weigh the cost. Are temporal things more important to you than eternal things? Are you more concerned about paying the bills and taking a vacation or seeing your babies and your eternal things? Do you know that every time you give in to tyranny, whether it be man, we'll call government tyranny, you're giving into the satanic system called the beast? Do you realize that? The system is a tyrannical system. Do you understand that, don't you? You're giving in to satanic powers. Mike in North Carolina. Mike, come on in. Welcome.
Hey, Thank you, Butch.
You're welcome.
I'd like to give out the number that you can listen live to this show on the phone, if I may.
Sure.
It's 712-770-9418, if these poor eyes are correct. I was just listening to you on the phone. Can't always pick up shortwave. And sometimes here in North Carolina, when you're listening to Christian radio, huge helicopters will come to the top of your house and right over top of the trees, blimps too. And I'll tell you why. My mother was in the hospital, and Saturday night my dad was telling family members she's not going to make it. And so if she's not better tomorrow, we're going to let hospice take her. She had pneumonia, and that's all, but she was really weak. And she had fallen, taken some big tumbles on the way to and from the hospital, but she didn't get hurt. And she's 89 years old. It's amazing. But I started calling every ministry and every person that I could think of, praying with them, asking for prayer. Walked in the hospital Monday morning. Of course, we had to wear a mask. First time I've worn one in 2 years, and I haven't got COVID, but I did it to stop violence, because I'm a little violence prone sometimes. So I figured I would just give in this one time. And they have to scan your temperature. It's a lot of mess. But I walked in there, and she was in excellent shape. And this was yesterday, and she was discharged today, and she's in rehab now. She's been laying in the bed for 9 days and hadn't walked. So,
Mike, we're down about 1 minute. Gotta hurry. About 1 minute.
In a very short time, they'll have her back home. This is why they are afraid of Christians. This is what Project Megiddo is about. This is what it's about. And that's why this show is such a blessing. Love you a bunch, Butch.
Thank you, Mike. God bless my friend. Talk to you Thursday. Okay. All right, one more quick phone call. Jan and I. Jan, come on in. You got about 35, 40 seconds.
Okay, Pastor. If you got somebody else online, go ahead and talk to them.
Well, we're flat out of time anyway, Jan. I'm sorry. We're flat out of time. Thanks for calling. I appreciate it. Thank you. And folks, the grace of God is here tomorrow night with a guest, Harold Schirlinger. And had him on for a long time. We're going to talk about a product we're going to start handling through ministry here again. You don't want to miss that. We'll see you in office tomorrow. See you in the office, though. I'll see you on the air tomorrow night, office on Thursday. Talk to you then. Bye-bye.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSC talkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.